All right, if you could go anywhere in the world and money was an issue, where would you go?
Probably Cancun.
I'd say Ireland.
Ireland?
Or New Guinea.
I found a one-stop shop for everything you might need when you're traveling or going on a vacation. You got to check it out. Opportunity2travel.com. It's opportunity to the number two. travel.com, or as Dub would say, the letter two. While you're there, you can book your next vacation, car rental, concert, and sports tickets. You could even send flowers. What can you not do from this website? I have no idea. Call Michael Green at 214-597-3234. That's 214-597-3234 to learn how to travel like a pro.
Michael Zavala Show. Join the show by calling 214-DIR-4665. Welcome back to the Michael Zavala Show.
Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Good.
How are you doing?
Very good. Now, I've got to talk about this for a second because I was actually a big fan of Phil of the Future.
Thank you.
I would actually wake up on, because I'm poor and I don't have cable, so I would have to wake up on Saturday mornings and watch it. And I was disappointed to hear that it was canceled this season.
Yes, it was.
Now,
I know. It had a good run, though.
Really? Now, how did it end? Did you and Phil actually get together and all that stuff?
Well, you know, I can't really tell you because...
Oh, it hasn't aired yet.
It hasn't aired yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll keep watching then. Yeah, don't tell me if it hadn't. I thought I missed it. That's why I was asking.
No, you didn't miss it. I think it's coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm sure in the next few months.
All right. Now, Ricky Ullman plays Phil. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is he a nice guy? He seems like he'd be a really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's really cool. He's really nice. We all get along on set really well.
He seems like he'd be really nice, and you've got this classic Hollywood look. I think you guys would actually, off-screen, be really good together. That's just me, and I'm playing matchmaker here. I'm sure you've heard
that tons
of times, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? It's funny, because, I really think of him as just, like, a friend.
Right.
So it's hilarious that people are like, oh, yeah, you guys should be together. And we've just... You know, it's just never been that way. But I mean,
well,
you know,
2 years from now,
a cool person.
Right. Well, 2 years from now, you just remember what I said. And then, you know, when you're looking, we'll hook you guys up. No.
Yeah, right. Really. And you're all, hey, wait a minute. That was me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I've known him since I was 13 and he was 16.
Really? So you guys, three years apart. That's not bad.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's 20 now. So.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Now, your sister said that you guys, how is it working with your sister? She said you guys have your sister spat sometimes.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think it's healthy to at least kind of express yourself in some way, even if it's by saying, hey, you know, don't talk to me. I want to be alone for 5 minutes. I mean, you know, like we're all together, so we definitely know how to kind of separate, you know what I mean, and just go like, hey, look, you know, let's not get on each other's nerves so much that it affects the show or anything. So
we're
always pretty cool. I mean, especially too, but right before we go on, you know, I mean, we just kind of like chill out, you know, make sure nothing's bugging us or each other. And, you know, we just have a good time. I mean, we fight over stuff every day, but it's not going to ruin our relationship.
Well, that's good. That's a healthy way to go into that stuff. Now, have you personally written any of the songs or you guys collaborate?
We collaborate together, me and AJ, as well with our mom. And, we've both written songs of our own that are completely just ours, but AJ wrote, one song fully by herself, on the album Protecting Me. And I also wrote one, Collapsed. And those are kind of like the first batch of songs that we ever wrote, like when we first started playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm. So you play too. And all that too.
And piano. Yeah. Both of us do.
What can you not do? That's what I want to know.
I can't ice skate. Is that good? Or do gymnastics?
Hey, I can't do that either. We're twins.
There you go. We're always constantly writing. Like, we already have, you know, the second album, like, practically written. Probably on the third now.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes just, like, you know, a certain song will, like, kind of hit you. And it'll be kind of, you know, like your baby. So you're just like, oh, that's, you know, that's, like, really special to me, you know, because I wrote it and I can relate to it. But AJ and I have, you know, a few songs like that, and it's funny because those two songs, you know, Protecting Me and Collapse, were the first ones that we wrote, and it was cool to see that those made the album. Those are, like, those are one, like, the couple out of the first, like, five or something. And so we're like, wow, that's so funny. Like, we wrote those when we were, like, 13.
Wow. Well, good luck on your CD. I haven't bought it yet, but I plan to. Real quick, 30 minutes from now, you're not going to remember this interview, but if I had a chance to say this, I wanted to say this, that you guys... have a lot of talent,
And
thank you.
Really, just no matter how hard Hollywood gets, though, really stay yourself and don't go psychopathic like all those other Hollywood teen stars. You know how they're all in drugs and anorexic and all that kind of stuff. You know, just be who you are and stay true to your moral values. And I think because you guys are great and you're going to have a huge fan following for the rest of your life. And so if you guys just stay that way, that would be very good. You guys can make a difference.
Thank you. And you know, it's funny because sometimes you look and it's like, does anybody notice it? You know what I mean? That like we're staying true to ourselves and that we're actual real artists. And that's really refreshing to like be able to hear someone say like, you know, like keep doing what you're doing and don't, you know, follow the rest of the crowd. And that's cool. It motivates us to even stand our ground even more.
Definitely. So. If I have to check in with you guys like once a year, I'm going to say the same thing over and over again, because I think that's really important
that's
for you guys.
Cool.
If people want to find out more information about you, where they go? To your website, MySpace? Where do they go?
Yeah, you know what? I would have to say that AllenAJ.com would be the best.
AllenAJ.com.
Or our music MySpace, which is AllenAJ MySpace, whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't do MySpace, but that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the best place that you can get the information. And a lot of the fan sites, too, are pretty accurate.
Awesome.
I mean, they know a lot of stuff, too, so.
Cool. All right, thanks, guys. We've got to go. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
See, that was nice. They were nice.
They were nice.
They were nice.
And did you hear my my career advice that I gave them? It wasn't bad.
No.
If I could have said that to Lindsay Lohan, I would have. And
stay clean,
else.
Lindsay. Stay clean.
I just
straight.
Take a bite out of crime. Did you hear about this? David Hasselhoff may not return to America's Got Talent.
That's horrible.
Can I say that again? Because I wasn't ready.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. David Hasselhoff may not return to America's Got Talent.
Okay, I have a question. How much, what would y'all do for me if I got David Hasselhoff on the show?
Nothing.
Not fire you?
I've already tried to get him. He's incredibly busy. But, I mean, if he does come on the show, I mean, that'd be great. But, you know, he's just a man. He's just a man. That's my speech.
I'm just a man. I got
no pleasing you guys, I swear.
Anyway.
Oh, no, there is.
You just got to know where to look.
Okay, that's it.
Anyway.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hasselhoff said that he may not return to America's Got Talent because he said that Simon Cowell kind of conned him into it. Basically, Simon said, here's a lot of money, and it's like the Gong Show. So, of course, David jumps on that because he thinks he's got a bunch of talent. But David said, the 45-year-old actor said, I'm trying to get on a sitcom or maybe even my own show, Travels with the Hoff. Hmm. And anyway, that's
what
he's
trying
to do.
Does he go to beaches?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him that.
You know, David's great, but I think he's a little overinflated in the States because of all of his European fame.
Yeah.
And so he kind of comes over here and comes off like he's like, I'm a big deal. And, you know, I'm
and
like,
he's
well,
not,
it's
because
not
this is
1987
not
anymore.
Yeah. You know, we should get one of his old songs and play it and then lose tons of listeners. That would be hilarious.
We could possibly lose dozens of listeners.
Yeah, that's right. All of them. All two of them will be gone. We're about to talk to Lindsay. No, sorry. We just talked to her.
We're talking to a lot of
that's
Lindsay.
That's my new
wife. We're about
wife.
To talk to Kimberly Estrada.
Yeah, she's really nice. She's what, Deal or No Deal?
Yeah.
Model. Thanks for getting two on the show.
I don't think that she's going to be returning this season, but it's still a Deal or No Deal model. So
Okay.
We're not going to talk to her about Deal or No Deal very much. We're just going to go into, because she has like a very blossoming career.
She seems to have a lot
amazing.
Of stuff going for her.
Yeah,
so,
she was in Million Dollar Baby.
Wow.
With Clint Eastwood.
And what's that girl's? Hillary Swank?
Yeah, Hillary Swank. So we're going to definitely ask her what it was like to fight Hillary Swank.
You can ask her that.
Yeah, I will.
Movie's coming out this week, Barnyard. That's on the commercial. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what he says. But
it's a cow farm.
I don't know what he says. That looks like a stupid movie. The Descent. Something
that looks
up
scary.
Something up dub sleeve. The Night Listener. I want to see that. Robin Williams in it. It's a true story.
Robin
it's
Williams
based on a true story.
Good.
It's about a kid and you know, he's not really a kid. He's doesn't really exist. Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. That's gonna be so funny.
That's gonna be the greatest movie of all time.
Ricky Bobby is not a thinker.
I disagree. Monty
Ricky
Python
Bobby
the
is
Holy
a
Grail
driver.
Holds
oh no, Monty yeah. Python. That was junior high.
No,
that's your initiation to be a man. No. You have to watch Monty Python the Holy Grail.
It's
afterwards, it's not funny, and it's
yes,
it's,
it is.
It doesn't matter anymore.
It's hilarious.
Ricky Bobby is not a thinker. Ricky Bobby is a driver. You don't think I'm paralyzed? Don't stick that knife in your leg. Oh,
you have the most girlish scream.
You like that? What's that movie that's coming out where the kid they make their own college? You know what I'm talking about?
When I just nodded my head at you, it didn't help a lot in radio here.
Nuh-uh. But there's like that little kid, and the skeleton comes out of the room, and they start screaming. It's like, it's like, don't tell anybody I screamed like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was great.
Anyway, DVD is coming out this week. The Shaggy Dog with Tim Allen. His career is just going down the drain, isn't it?
I don't know. This new movie out, that might save it. I'm kind of looking forward to that, actually.
What is this movie called?
The one
with the superheroes?
Yeah.
That's been done 10 million times,
though.
Yeah,
I know.
Sky High, The Incredibles.
They're flying around in a UFO, and they, like, teleport a cow. I want to see that just for that.
Why don't you just go watch that? It's a cow farm. You watch that instead. That's a cow farm.
You look like a rabid raccoon when you do that.
A rabid raccoon, because I guess you see a lot of those in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I do.
Are you saying something derogatory about the Central American races?
No, I'm saying something derogatory about Michael Zavala.
Okay. Thin ice, buddy, and you're
can
walking.
Can we call this Kimberly Estrada?
Kimberly.
Get this pain.
Oh, she's coming.
Get this pain.
Hello, ring.
Hello, you've reached Kimberly. Unfortunately, I'm not in Hawaii surfing or swimming with dolphins or snorkeling. I'm in L.A.
Oh.
So leave me a message and I will get back.
What happened? She's
in L.A., guys.
I think she's in L.A., guys.
Hold on, I think this is appropriate right now.
Yeah. Let's call her again.
Well, let's go ahead and give her a ring on the LA number then.
Yeah. Is this the number that I'm supposed to dial? This number right here on my paper, right?
The one that I gave you to wrote down? To write down?
Yeah.
The one that I gave you to wrote down.
That's why I go to college.
Shut up.
I got a college education. I probably look like a Muppet when I do that.
Once again, rabid raccoon.
I wanted to talk to this girl, too. Hopefully she answers.
I just talked to her a couple minutes ago.
If it says...
Hello, you've reached Kimberly. Unfortunately, I'm not in Hawaii.
She told you to call... She said for me to call this number, right?
Yeah, but call the other one and just tell her that it's not working.
Can you do that off the air?
What?
I don't really want to...
Should we talk about something?
Yeah, we'll do it while you're... You figure that out.
Yeah, go handle that, Dub.
You're the producer, right? I'm going to sit down now. I'm going to stand and I'll show. We're going to talk about this. Win a date with Dub. This is James and I's little project. James came up with this. And I think it's going to be a big, huge hit.
And actually, Dub has pointed out several times that he says, why can't it be win a date with Michael or win a date with James?
Right.
And because it's... But, you know, it's my idea, so
that's right.
I can torture whoever I want to.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Let's give the how to play instructions.
Okay.
There's no purchase necessary. You don't have to buy anything. Winner will be drawn August 19th. That's a Saturday. That's when we do our shows. We'll draw the winner on our show, August 19th. And the date will be Friday, August the 25th. That's a Friday, of course. Friday, August the 25th. And you've to enter or win a date with Dubs, send an email to contest@michaelzavala.com with the following information: name, age, location, phone number. Very simple. And if you put a brief bio, you know, kind of what you like to do. And if you've got a picture, send that too. That would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd help us with our decisions and, you know.
And preferably in the local area, because this is going to kind of be, we're not going to be able to pick you up.
Right. We're not sending planes or anything like that.
Yeah.
The official rules must be at least 18 years or older because... legal reasons, you know.
And Dubs has had some issues in the past.
Right. So we want to just take sure we take care of all the bases.
Yeah.
Issues. I have not had issues.
Yeah, whatever. MySpace perv. Only perv. One entry per person. Multiple entries can get you disqualified. So don't send 10 million emails. Just send one. We will read it. And you will be into the contest.
What if their entries and each one has a different email address?
No, it has to be one entry per person.
Oh.
If you got 18 people living in the same house, you could use the same email address. It's just got to be 18 different people. Yeah. 18 different names.
Look, let's face... I mean, I don't think anyone's going to be that
desperate. Yeah, I don't really think we may get anybody. But, you know...
Prove us wrong, America. And
you know what? That
outside
really
of America?
Must live... No, I think thousands will enter. One will win. That's what it's going to
be. Like the circus ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Must live or be around the Dallas area at the time of date. So that means you must live in the Dallas area or be in the Dallas area at the time of August 25th. Must be female, no males or its. The official rules are on the website this week. Check them out. And you can also enter starting August 1st. If you enter, I guess, you know, like the show's going to release on what? July 31st?
Yes.
So... You can start. You can send in your emails now, but it's better. I mean, you'll still get in.
Okay, so I figured out.
Why didn't you just say?
Just do them now.
Starts July 31st.
All right. Rewind. Starts July 31st. Send in your stuff now. That's kind of demanding. That was kind of masculine.
Kind of hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
A little.
It's if you want to.
Thanks. Okay, so right. Now no one's going to do it.
What happened?
Go ahead and call the original line.
Okay.
That number that was typed. Call your mom. The only reason she gave us that other number was because of clarity, but I mean, this number sounded just
clarity. You could talk in your mic.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. So what? 816.
Edit.
Oh, that's wrong. Is she British?
I don't know.
I don't want to ask, like, where'd you get that accent from? I don't want to ask that.
I think she may be Hawaiian.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, she's Latin, too.
Hello?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hello?
Oh, sorry. Kimberly.
Yes?
How are you? This is Michael Zavala.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, you good. Well, you were on Deal or No Deal this past season. What case number were you this past season?
Number 16 in every episode.
Number 16 in every episode. And now you're, are you going to be returning this next season?
No, I'm actually not. I decided, because first and foremost, I'm an actress, so it was kind of time for me to go and focus on that part of my career. I had a great time on the show. But
well,
you know.
You've got a lot of talent. I'm looking up your bio right now. Actually, I had it open. I don't have it open anymore. But yeah. You're an actress. You've done tons of movies. You're on Million Dollar Baby with Hilary Swank.
By the way, how was that fighting Hilary Swank?
That was an awesome experience.
She looks pretty scary.
Yeah,
I would run away if I was fighting Hilary Swank.
She's trained.
Yeah, I know, and she's got those vicious teeth, kind of like a I don't know. She's just scary all the way around. But I didn't see Million Dollar Baby. So was that? Did you win or
no?
I guess not. Since it must have been like a Disney film. The main character always wins or something.
Yeah. In some respect, yeah. But I know it was crucial to the story, so that was okay. I was happy to take a dive.
Well, you're trained in all sorts of martial arts, tons of stuff. You're just not somebody you just want to come and mug on the street.
No. You know, not so much, but, you know, I am a tender warrior. You know,
right. Well, tell us about your new projects that you're working on.
Well, right now I just finished hosting a show called K-Star International, which is primarily going to be broadcast in 200 million homes in China, and also here some. But it's a search for the next kung fu action stars, kind of the next generation of kung fu stars.
Wow!
And that was a huge thrill to work on, and you know, just see all the really talented martial artists and performers and. And so I just you know, came into LA and finished doing that, and I have a travel show that's going to be airing on the ABC Family Channel.
Oh, wow.
That's called Let's Go, the Travel Show, and that was a great time.
You know, awesome. Well, you got a lot of stuff going on. Somebody wanted to know if you were related to somebody. What was that?
Are you related to Eric Estrada?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
Not everybody is related to everybody, Dub.
I'm just curious.
He sees a Hispanic surname, and then he goes crazy and thinks everyone's related.
It's not that at all. It really isn't.
Thank you, Kimberly. You were very nice, and we look forward to seeing your newest projects.
All right, great. Thank you so much, and you can go to my website.
Definitely. What's your website?
It's KimberlyEstrada.com.
KimberlyEstrada.com. All right. Thank you very much, Kimberly.
What was wrong?
I don't know. I think we got a bad connection. But anyway, we got the interview out. We barely got to go. Let's talk about what's coming up next week.
Okay.
What did you bring to the show real fast? We've got 4 minutes left.
Oh, what I brought to the show, apparently...
Really fast. I need you to do this
quick, fast.
Yeah.
So not like Greg Roberts.
I really need to do this really fast. We really don't have much time left.
Okay. Wow. I can't. It just left my mind.
Good. All right. Gosh. I'll tell you what's coming up next week. Oscar Dillon.
I remember now.
Oscar Dillon. Tell us about who he is.
Yeah,
Big O.
He was the bodyguard for the
Greg
Jackson
Roberts.
Family back from Motown Records.
Uh-huh.
He has a very extensive resume, and so we're looking forward to that.
Very cool. Fabulous. And on Indie Spot, Recycled America, one top pop, the person who got us the most friends.
One pop top.
What did I say?
One top pop.
Oh, I had it written down here. Okay, well, one pop top. She gave us the most hits on our web, on our MySpace, our most friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be on the show because she's doing like some bartering stuff, some big event, something like that.
Now, I remember what I brought to the show.
What'd you bring to the show?
All right. Scotty, you remember from Star Trek?
Yep.
They're shooting his ashes into space.
That's disgusting.
It's
you know what
amazing.
I saw on TV the other day, 2020? There's this girl with cancer. Her last wish was to be made into a diamond. So when she died, they burned her ashes and everything, made that into a diamond, and now the family wears that around their neck and rings. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's interesting because diamonds are forever.
I said disgusting. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I've always wondered why, like, people are like, oh, I want this to be done after I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well,
who cares?
Why don't we just be like, well, okay, and then after they die, you know?
The worst I've ever heard was that one guy who he apparently invented the Frisbee, and whenever he died, he had it in his will that he wanted his ashes to be mixed up in the plastic batter for the Frisbee.
That's disgusting. You know what I want? When I die, I want to be burned up, and I want to have little baggies as like gift bags to people, and I want my ashes to be in those little gift bags so everyone leaves with a little part of me.
I want to do the same thing, I want to sell mine on eBay.
I'm sorry. Mine's copyrighted.
I'm selling mine on eBay.
All right, we got to go. We'll be back next week with Big O, One Top Pop, or One Pop Top. Yeah, that's it, right?
Yes.
All right, and Recycled America. See you next week.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
The Michael Zavala Show.